This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman Report. The nations are in motion, a restless stirring that echoes through the ages. Yahuwah lays bare the patterns, the repetitions, the ancient enmities re-emerging in this generation. Do not mistake the whispers of peace for genuine reconciliation. Do not be lulled by promises of unity. A tightening is occurring, a constriction, and the builders of this cage are not those who seek the well-being of Israel. We see it now, the Assembly of Babel reborn. Look to the halls of global governance, the relentless drive for a single authority over all nations. This is not innovation, not progress, but a resurgence of ancient defiance. Remember the tower, the arrogant attempt to reach beyond the bounds Yahuwah set for humankind. That ambition hasn't vanished. It's merely been refined, shifted from stone and clay to treaties and technologies. This new structure doesn't aim for the heavens, but for dominion over the earth, a counterfeit kingdom built on compromise and control. Yahuwah scattered the nations, dispersed them, established boundaries of language and land. It was a judgment, yes, but also a preservation. He knew the dangers of unchecked ambition, the corruption of unified pride. Yet they persist. They rebuild what he has broken, forging alliances and constructing systems that disregard the divine order. The mortar now is not slime, but the currency of global finance. The stones are not baked clay, but the digital networks that bind the world together. And at the heart of it, the weight of Edom's hand. Pay attention to the nations driving this agenda. Trace the flow of power, the alliances forged in darkness, and you will find them, always them. Obadiah speaks with unwavering clarity. The pride of your heart has deceived you, you who dwell in the clefts of the rock. They believe their wisdom is sufficient, that their strategies are impenetrable. They trust in their strength, oblivious to the judgment that awaits. This isn't merely a political observation. This is a spiritual battle, a battle for boundaries, for sovereignty, for the very soul of Israel. They seek to enclose, to limit, to control, to build an iron cage around the remnant, to stifle the voice of Yahuwah. But even as they tighten the bars, even as they reinforce the walls, they fail to understand the nature of the one we serve. Consider this. Devarim 25 speaks of a law concerning a brother's sandal, a refusal to provide sustenance to a kinsman in need. It's a law concerning provision, about access to life-giving resources. And what are these nations doing? They are building a system that controls access to everything, to information, to movement, to the very necessities of life. They offer a table laden with poisoned bread, a feast of deception, while the true manna, the sustenance from above, is obscured. The prophets of old warned of this. Yeshayahu spoke of a guarded table, a place where the wicked feast on stolen goods. He spoke of a table of Sheol, a realm of shadows and death, offering only emptiness and despair. Israel, scattered for so long, is beginning to discern the difference. A spiritual awakening is happening, a recognition that the bread of Babylon will never satisfy the hunger of the soul. This is not a call to isolation, but a call to discernment. To separate ourselves from the systems of control, to seek true provision, to remember the covenant Yahuwah made with our fathers. The builders of this iron cage believe they are securing their future. They believe they are establishing a lasting order, but they are mistaken. Micah warns of Sheol's influence, the darkness that underpins their systems. It is a realm of death and deception, seeking to ensnare and consume. This obsessive control, this relentless pursuit of power, stems from a spiritual emptiness, a void that can never be filled. It's a desperate attempt to impose order on a chaotic world, to create a false sense of security in the face of inevitable judgment. The Tower of Babel wasn't destroyed by force, but by confusion. Yahuwah scrambled their languages, disrupting their ability to communicate, to cooperate. And that is what will happen again. Their carefully constructed systems will crumble from within, their alliances will fracture, and their ambition will be laid bare. The watchman remains vigilant, observing the signs, discerning the patterns. The day of Yahuwah is approaching, and the hour of Edom's judgment is at hand. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.